On this episode, I talk about this week's releases and why I'm so disgusted with the hobby right now.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? David, SVA Card Collectors. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I did, as a Yankee fan, watching my Yankees sweep the Red Sox. Red Sox started coming alive last night, but my boy Aaron Judge, he did a number on them. Anyway, this may be a little bit of an angry episode, but it is what it is. But first, we're going to go over what is being released this week. Right now, we have on the 5th, Panini Gold Standard for football, Panini Illusions for basketball on 8-5, also 8-5, Topps Luminaries Baseball, and I'm going to get into each specific one, you know, what they hold and all that crap. On the 7th, Panini Opulence Basketball, Topps Chrome Baseball, also on the 7th, and that's it. I heard Heritage High Number was supposed to be coming out very soon on the 11th, and then it got just pushed back to, like, October. They're just like, I don't know. They're just like, we don't know what's going on. So, oh, December 30th now. So that's good. They're just giving up. All right. So we're going to first go over real quick Panini Gold Standard. $299 is the cheapest box they have on eBay right now. Cool looking cards. They are gold. Gold looking cards. 7 cards per pack. 1 pack per box. 12 boxes per case. Panini Gold Standard Football Hobby average is 5 autographs or relics and 2 base parallels. So this is a hit laden, you know, card release. $300. That's what you're going to be paying. Panini Illusions Basketball. I don't see any pre-sale costs on Cardboard Connection, which is, I'm assuming that means it's probably got pushed back. So I told you guys, no, it's still 85. 6 cards per pack, 14 packs per box. You get 1 autograph, 14 base parallels, 8 inserts, and 5 acetate per hobby box break. They also have blaster boxes, mega boxes. You could look that crap up on Cardboard Connection. That's where I'm getting this information from. We also have Topps Luminaries, which is $275 a box. And this is a middle to high end, is what they were calling it. 1 card per pack, 1 pack per box, 12 boxes per case, 1 encased autograph. And I think they're only to 15 and under. Yeah, they're numbered to 15 or less on that. So it is a bigger gamble than other card, you know, where you get only 1 card per box. $275 and you'll probably get a $15 card. And Topps Chrome Hobby Box now $191. That makes sense because it is 2020 and you can feel the sarcasm coming out of my mouth as I get angrier and angrier as I'm watching and as I'm reading this off. Hobby box, 4 cards per pack, 24 packs per box, 12 boxes per case. Jumbo, 13 cards per pack, 12 packs per box, 8 boxes per case. Hobby box, 2 autos. Jumbo, you get 5 autos. I have no idea how much the jumbo box is. I'm sure it's, if this is 200, it's got to be like 450 or 500. To get 5 autographs for a flagship set that you will not make your money back on. Panini Opulence is the last one. $3,000 for the box. 7 cards per pack, 1 pack per box, 2 boxes per case, 6 autographs or relics, includes 1 booklet card. So if you're looking to buy a box of cards for $3,000, this is it. Now, that booklet is numbered to 13 or less, so that's pretty good. It's pretty, you know, rare. But you know what you're going to get. I could tell you what you're going to get. You ain't getting Zion. I guess to get that out of your head right now, you ain't getting it. Yeah. See, a lot of reactionary things happening. TJ Warren scored 53 points for the Pacers. And his cards flew off the shelves. Everybody started buying them. You couldn't get his base card for less than 100 or whatever the hell it was. This is becoming stupid right now. I saw Gary V promoting. I saw someone else posted. I think someone else posted. I'm not too sure. But I saw Gary V on Twitter talking about Marky Mark's son, sports card business. Basically, his father bought him a bunch of boxes of Panini Chronicles basketball that were, you know, $800-$900 each. If you can get them, he got like 8 boxes. And they were just opening up. And Gary V was just like, hey, look at my man. And it's like, I get annoyed. I'm getting more and more annoyed seeing that. And it's like, I don't fault Gary V. I generally think the guy isn't, I think he's generally a really nice person. And I don't think he's trying to manipulate anything. He sees that a guy that he knows, his kid is getting into cards and he's just retweeting it. Maybe there's more. I don't believe there's any maliciousness. It's just like with the world and everything that's going on, it's like the rich get richer. So now rich people are starting to get into sports cards because now they can see that you make a lot of money. And people who are flipping cards are now making more money as well. But it is becoming stupid, moronic to buy any boxes of cards. Panini, if you go to their website, they were sending out an email saying you can get Panini Chronicles, a box of Panini Chronicles for $8.94. So now they're not selling it anymore at $100, $200, $300. They're done playing that game. They're basically saying we want what we can get on eBay, which as a business they have that right to, but no one, and I mean no one, is you know, who's a normal collector, is buying it. You're just getting case breaks and people who have a ton of money that can spend on the gamble. And it's just getting disgusting at this point. And this is what I'm trying to get at. In 5 years, no one's going to remember any of this. No one's going to remember 22. I mean, they'll remember, they'll talk about it, like how foolish people were. It's not going to be Zion has to win, I can't, like 5 NBA championships in a row, and he would have to be the MVP of every single one to deserve to earn this cost, to earn like he's like doing like he's at. But it's just stupid. It makes no sense. All cards are just all going up. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's just reactionary. No one's giving any thought. And it's going to happen where people, it's just like that, just going to go, uh-oh. People are going to realize this is the dumbest thing in the world. I cannot wait, because when Panini's starting to struggle, I hope they get it right in the you-know-what. Because really, when I see a price of $8.94, I want to say, you know, go F yourself. That's really what I want to say. I do not even want to look at their box. I don't even want to buy anything from them anymore. But, you collect sports cards. You got it. But they're just giving it to us, like right up the keister. And it's just disgusting right now. It really is. Every single box that I see, to be honest with you, I'm watching box breaks, and every single time I'm just getting annoyed. I'm just getting pissed off. I don't watch it anymore. I watched one today for the first time in a week, and I started getting pissed off. It was for the stupid Chronicles, and they're making a big deal from a Zion base, a LeBron to $299 of a base card. And it's just dumb. It's just stupid. And then you have grading companies who you have grading companies who say, all right, you have a, your 30 day is going to take 70 days. So then you have a 70 day. You do not have a 30 day. Why am I paying for a 30 day if you're not giving it to me in 30 days? How is this, you know, how is this logical? It makes no sense to me. If you went to Amazon and they said you can pay for next day shipping, but next day shipping you won't get for 2 weeks, you would be flipping out. But we don't. We just take it because we have no balls. That's what it comes down to. No balls. We don't say, you know what? Forget this. We're not going to grade cards anymore. No one is going to stand up and do it. And the thing is, I would love to, but I already sent stupid cards out grading. So everyone's like, well, you just graded cards. And I regret it. I truthfully do. I really do. I wish I didn't because I don't want to give them a dime. I don't want to give PSA a dime. I don't want to give BGS. I don't want to get SGC because now they're getting involved and now they're getting late. I don't want to give Panini my money. Topps is still somewhat relatively cheap, but I'm sure if they could figure out a way to they're starting to. They're starting to get more direct and start costing more money, but they're not there yet. Their customer service is just crappy from Project 2020 where people can't get their cards for months on end. But to get a card graded now, to get it right away, which is a 5-day return, which you know is going to be a 15 to 20 day return with their dumb logic. It's $120. So if you don't want it, if you had a lower end card, you're still paying a lot of money. Still paying $15 or whatever for a base card. So now what do you think is going to happen? Do you think someone's just going to be like, well, I'll just take the loss and move on? No. Graded cards, lower end flagship, or base cards are all going to rise in pricing. Why? Because it costs a ton to get them. So you're going to be paying more money for crappier cards. And it's just stupid. It's just stupid, and it's... long term, this is going to be some of the worst investments you're seeing. Right now, short term flipping, you're living like a hero. You're living like a king right now. And you should be taking it for what it's worth and banking that money. Banking that money and investing in vintage. If you're thinking about long term, I would be buying, flipping, getting as much cash as possible, like I've always been telling you guys. Wait until December, January, February, and start buying these cards. And I would be buying vintage cards. I would be buying cards that are scarce, low pops, meaning. Because right now, you have Luka Doncic's Silver Prisms. We're going crazy right now. And the pops don't matter right now. They don't. But look at the 50s cards. Look at those 60s cards in baseball. Price basically goes by pops. I could look right off the bat if a card is priced higher or lower. Just by the price, I just go, well, I know that's got to be a lower pop. You know, I could tell right off the bat just by price. That's it. I don't have to go buy anything else outside of some iconic, you know, a couple of iconic cards like rookie cards and things like that. You can basically go by where the price is, where the pop, you know, pops of the cards are. Now, in 20 years, and just say Luka becomes this amazing player, you know, continues on this route, and he wins 3 or 4 championships. Again, amazing, you know, basketball player. Again, people are going to look back and go, yeah, but dude, there's like 10,000 of these silver prisms, or whatever the hell there is at the time. There's only like 500 of, you know, 2014. There's only 30 or 40 in 2012. That doesn't seem like the best bet for me. It may be the best card, but I'm going to be looking for something that has a much lower pop. Maybe those 299s that everyone's like poo-pooing or whatever the number it is. I don't remember. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm just saying. They're going to go, wow, that's real cheap. I'll get those. There's only 200 of them. There's only 100 of them, only 50 of them. Why am I going to get the silver one? And you're going to see that long term. Long term, you're going to see that. Short term, right now, no, you're not going to see that. People are just stupid right now. People go, duh, he scored a lot of points. I'm going to buy him. I'm going to make bank. And they are. You can buy it, wait 2 weeks, and sell it. But what I'm saying is this whole musical chair, this whole nonsense is going to stop. And when it stops, you don't want to be holding the bag. You really don't. So if you don't have anything to lose, then go ahead. Then go do it. If you do, if you have a lot of money in the game, start selling. That's my advice. That's my rant. I hate retail. I hate hobby boxes right now. I basically hate any boxes right now. I want to punch a box. When I see a box, I want to punch it. I just want to punch someone. And then if someone buying the box, I want to punch them. And the people selling it, I want to punch them, but not as much because they need to make money. It's just gross how much it costs. And I don't want to hear about the kids. Oh, but what about the kids? The kids, they want to. I went to Target and I left one. No, you didn't leave any for the kids. No kids are buying these boxes. No kid. Unless it's Marky Mark's, you know, son. Then, yeah, no, he's buying it. He's getting it. Because daddy's paying, you know, $3,000-$4,000. And again, I would be doing the same thing. I'm jealous. I gotta say, I'm jealous of a kid who has a rich father. And I don't fault them because I would do the same thing. It's just annoying, frustrating, and it's just not going to be this way forever. At least I don't think anyway. I think these rich people are going to come in. They're doing what they're doing right now. They're pushing everything up. And then once things start hitting the bag, you know, right now, those $600 checks, they're stopping. So there's going to be a lot less money. Hopefully they stop, you know, people getting kicked out of their homes. They may not. That's the case. You're going to have a lot of people, no money, no homes. And where do you think they're going to be? They're going to be out and about, a little annoyed, a little pissed off. And so it's just going to be a hard time, I think. And so people could be selling their card collections, trying to pay bills. I think you'll see that more. You're going to see more sports card businesses going under, especially the brick and mortar stores. As long as, you know, if they're smart, they're going to have a huge online presence. The ones by me, they're dumb. I don't know what they're doing. They're doing well for brick and mortar because they have a lot of rich people that are around there and they're buying boxes of cards. But still, they ain't going to last because you need more than just boxes. They're not making the percentages off the boxes. They're doing, you know, making percentages off other things. Buying, you know, good lots and reselling them. That's the stuff. People got to come in for that. And if you don't have an online presence, you're losing it and you're dumb. But it is what it is. All right, I'm done with my rant. SVACardCollectors.com. Guys, we have a new one for the month of August. $50 going to the winner. Second prize will get the booby prize. Submit your articles. I only had 3 last month. That shows the power of SVA. Ugh. I will announce a winner on Friday. I just want to give it one more week just so I get the numbers and stuff like that. I want to give it a little, just let it simmer just a little bit. So I'll give that away. Download the Flick Chat app so we could talk about how we're not buying boxes and we're, you know, buying, you know, I'm buying single cards and still doing my thing. I'm just annoyed because I can't rip boxes anymore. Just sucks. So go to svacardcollectors.com, download the Flick Chat app, and you guys know what to do. Buy some cards and really go broke. Later. You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built.
StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to StarStock.com.